What did your parents say no to? Or maybe your parent, you had to tell your kid, absolutely not. Like, it's just outrageous, something they wanted to get or maybe do to themselves. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's the number to call in and let us know. 833-563-2539. And on Twitter and Instagram, it is at Joe and Alex Show. New research coming out, kind of a survey, saying a majority of parents still will not let their kids get a tattoo. That doesn't surprise me too much. But this is going all the way up to, like, what does it have to be, like, 18 to be legal to get a tattoo?
Yeah.
It depends on states, I guess, but in general, they're like, no. But I feel like I know more and more people that, like, have kids. They're like, oh, yeah, well, they're 16. They can get a tattoo. I don't care.
I had a few people in my graduating class that had tattoos by the time we graduated. Also, a few pregnancies.
Well, hey, that's fun, too. I don't think any parent would just say, yeah, I want you to get pregnant. But, the results found that even though about a third of parents have tattoos themselves, 80% said they would not let their teen get one. The biggest fear of parents is that their child would be sorry they got the tattoo and they'd kind of regret it, saying, oh, why did I do that? So, and then also some of the parents said, well, they're also concerned that it would negatively affect their teen's employment in the future. Now, you guys might laugh at some of these, but I wanted to share with you some things that I remember asking my mom, Melissa. I'm like, Mom, I want this. I wanted my ears pierced. I think it's because I thought of, like, the lead singer of Green Day.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
Could you guys imagine me with my ears pierced? How cool that would look?
When you were a kid, yeah. Not now.
I mean, I still could now.
What, you don't think it'd look good now? I think it'd look awesome right now if I had my ears pierced.
Producer Porkchop also used to have his ears pierced, but very
recently.
Oh,
God. Yes, that
is ugly.
Actually,
I think Producer Porkchop looked really hot when he had his ears pierced.
He looked like a D-bag.
He looked different. No, I'm saying, like, Porkchop has kind of gotten into the dad zone, I feel like. Like, he does, like, I feel like with the earrings and he was wearing all these skinny jeans and hoodies and stuff, like, definitely hot. I think you should get back into that style.
Actually, what happened was, this is completely honest, I feel like I got bigger, I gained a lot of weight, and I just felt personally like I didn't look as good with earrings as a bigger guy.
Like you couldn't pull it off.
Correct.
So disappointing. Well, hopefully with the Joe's Journey challenge that we're doing, you three are doing.
Well, I'm the only other one doing it, but yeah.
You'll lose enough weight to feel confident again, and then you can do the earrings, because I think that looks so good.
Wait, you don't think I'm getting too old for that now, though, too?
I don't know. Part of me likes it.
Part of me questions everything you're doing.
Yeah, I feel like your age, like... How old are you?
I just turned 30.
30 is like the literally new like 25. So
really?
Yes.
Okay.
Other things that my mom said absolutely not, and you can let us know what your parents said no to. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I wanted to get a tattoo. I don't remember. I think actually, which is embarrassing, everybody had that like barbed wire like tattoo on their arms right across here.
I could so see that on you.
Yeah, I'm so glad my mom said no to that.
That's
that would
the
have
exact
been
tattoo you wanted.
Well, yeah, I don't know why I thought it was cool.
Ew.
I'm trying to think. The only person I remember having it, which is not the reason I wanted it, but I know Pam Anderson had it. But
she did? Yuck.
Yeah, I think she still does. It's like the little everybody had the barbed wire tattoo, or like the tribal band. That was just cool. I don't know why, but I wanted that. But here's where you're going to laugh, because it's kind of funny. I'm a bald guy. But I think it was when I was watching like Gangster's Paradise or Coolio. I really wanted to have like cornrows.
I had cornrows.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, are there photos of this?
I look terrible. No.
Oh,
I was like one day in the one summer I had my mom's friend who knew how to do it. She did it to me and I remember hating it. I never when I was a kid, I like now wearing braids, but when I was a kid I did not like having my hair in braids. I just didn't like my hair pulled back like that.
I got cornrows when I was in the Bahamas one time with the beads and everything. I looked sick.
A lot of girls did that.
Hey Randy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what did your parents say no to?
Football.
Why?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
I'm a tall, very skinny guy, and my parents were pretty much like, if you play football, you're going to get broken in half or brain damage, one of the two. So,
yeah.
Probably true, but you could have bulked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, if he's a beanpole, There's not much you can do. My little bro, Michael, he wants to play football, but his mom says absolutely not, because as more research and stuff comes out, she's so worried about her son having brain damage. I think it's becoming more and more common there. So if you got something that, you know, you're like, oh, Mom, please, can I get this? Dad, can I please get this? Like, hell no, you are not getting that. Let us know. You can give us a tweet and follow us, too, on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show.